Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and sometimes hot sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Roro. I am your host, Psychic Andy. Here as always, my man, Intern Josh.
I'm seeing red.
Oh, indeed you are, my friend. Indeed you are. We have a very special guest with us here today. He is the frontman of the Thermals, whose new album, We Disappear, is out now on Saddle Creek Records. Please welcome to the show, Hutch Harris.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
People are clapping at home.
They are. It's loud.
Earbuds in.
You hear it.
You usually hail from the Portland area, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So bringing those Portland beverage vibes down
so
here.
So many beverages in Portland.
It really is a beverage culture
it
up
is.
There.
It's all those it's that river.
Home of coffee, kombucha,
beer.
Lots of beer.
What else is it home of?
Well, those people are making in their basements.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
All winter long.
We got the absinthe. The absinthe is popular.
Oh, the absinthe movement. Don't forget about that.
Which I think is real now. I forget what happened. Like, they're allowed to... What was it? Wormwood? That's
wormwood.
What the myth was that, yeah, it was so you're just allowed to use, or someone found, like, a stash of wormwood.
Yeah, I don't know about all
someone
that.
Someone raided Edgar Allan Poe's tomb and found
exactly.
a bunch of
yeah.
wormwood. It, is there anything that... Do you feel like there's a, I don't know, what would you say, like a inverse ratio of like beverages to food, or do you feel it's appropriate?
No, because it's such a food city, food. I don't know. I mean, I worked, the last real job I had was working at Stumptown Coffee.
Oh.
And it was serious. I feel like Stumptown was one of the companies that made like food and drink really start getting uptight in Portland.
Not what made it
serious.
Yeah, didn't put it on the map, but it did make it really uptight.
Now, we're really jumping ahead here, but real quick, I just got to know, have you ever brewed your own beer?
I haven't, no.
Okay, that was just...
Have you ever distilled your own spirits?
I, like, metaphorically.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, during your creative process.
Yeah, lots.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, let's get some business out of the way real quick. JoJo, do we have anything that we're plugging right now before we dive in with Hutch?
Oh, episode 100 is coming at you.
It is coming up. I've been talking to Brian's from Brian's Question. We are going to work it out.
It's very exciting.
You'll hear
I guess
him
that's
on the
101.
Show.
100 is going to be even more special somehow. You'll see.
Absolutely.
This is what, 97?
I don't know.
I think it is. We'll go with 97. Otherwise, I don't think we're plugging anything.
Just follow us on that social media, that Snapchat.
At TBashPod.
Hutch, we do ask a lot of our guests this. Are you on that Snapchat?
I'm not.
How about the Instagram
I'll get on
stories?
It just for you guys.
Oh yeah.
I just call them Instagram Snapchat. Yeah. No, I feel like I've reached the I've hit like critical mass with the apps. I don't think I can do anything
that.
Else.
Socials.
Because
you also do your band socials.
I do. Yeah, and it's just the basics. It's Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
It's not enough.
It's never enough. No,
never.
No, I missed Vine. I don't know what else is out there.
You could have been, you know...
Vine Star?
Yeah, Vine Star. Or, you know, just illegally taping basketball games. I guess that's it. Just that T-Bash Pod. Just come find us on there.
Love it.
Didn't get a single... did not get a single... What were we asking? The give up the funk? Lambrusco Funk, not one single musical submission.
Really? How hard would that have been to put a funk song together and send it to us? An original funk song.
Apparently very difficult.
Apparently we don't have any funky listeners out there.
That might be the problem, is that we're just not appealing to a funky enough demographic.
Maybe they're just funky but busy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's kind of a just, dope name for an album.
Is.
Funky but busy.
If it's a bunch of really fast funk songs.
All right, let's get
That's
into this, Hutch. The way we like to start every show is with what's called the beverage profile. So we're going to get to know you through the beverages you drink every day. So we like to start from the moment those eyes wake up. You know, they open up in
pop
the morning.
Up.
Yeah, they're popping
open. Creak open.
Yeah. What time is that?
It's about 8:30 usually.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to look at us for approval.
Just give me a sidelong
that you're
glance.
Waking up. Just, is it 8:30?
Yeah. That's... That's
just
it.
So you feel a little bit more comfortable. Not the first time that's happened on the show by any means.
No. People Why embarrassed people... no matter what time they wake up. Yeah,
it's really interesting. People are. It's a different podcast. That
Well, it's funny because I wake up much earlier than a lot of people that I know in Portland who are like sleeping till like 11 or 12. Sure. And like, if you, I feel like if you sleep until noon, people like that get up early are disgusted.
Mm. Yeah.
But then people I know that sleep in much later think it's crazy that you would get up early.
Well, they have seasonal affective disorder that can't be blamed for
they
that.
Do.
Is
and hangovers.
And hangovers. Oh, that's a question for later. So yeah, you're getting up at 8:30 in the morning. What's happening?
What is happening?
Separate question. What's happening?
It's different every day, right?
Favorite episode of What's Up?
I like the episode where they get up early.
That's a good one.
Right? Yeah. That's a good one.
So what's the first beverage that's you're hitting?
Water, first thing in the morning. I like lemon water. Squeeze some lemon.
All right, so cold water.
Cold water.
Warm water. What kind of vessel is it in? Where are you getting the cold water from?
Cold water from a Brita.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
What color is your Brita? Is it white or did you get
white.
It?
It's white.
Okay.
It's old. I've had it for a long time.
Have you moved with it?
Oh, I have. A couple times.
That's how you really, your Brita really knows you love it.
Yeah. I actually know someone who tests water for a living in Portland, and he said, because we were having this like argument at like someone's house one day, and people were saying, you know, Brita doesn't do anything. And so he said he would go test it, and he said it actually does.
Oh, that's great.
More than like some other filtration.
Fuck yeah.
Whatever systems. I was glad because I've been using it for a long time.
So there could be, like he's saying, that potentially a citywide solution to a drinking water problem could be just a giant Brita filter.
He didn't say that.
We can infer.
We all know what he was saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, a giant thing that the city would just let lapse. Like, it'd be supposed to replace
every
few
months.
They would never
change the filter, yeah.
This constantly blinking light on some
it's
city.
Huge blinking light. So, how much of a lemon is in there? If you're
like
doing the lemon
one
water.
One small lemon from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Okay.
And the whole thing's going in there.
Whole thing.
How do you squeeze your
lemon?
Slice
lemons? It in half. I got the lemon squeezer.
Oh, okay.
A juicer.
What is it called? Yeah, I guess
a squeezer.
So.
Lemon press, maybe?
Fashion. Yeah, press. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lemon press.
What do you do if a seed falls in there?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You ever just chug it? Yeah, chug it sometimes. Down, the seeds?
Yeah, sure.
You ever grow a lemon?
And how, are you pounding this water or are you sipping on it for the next half hour?
I usually do pound it because then I'll make coffee right away and I want to get to the coffee, but I feel like it's weird to drink the lemon water and the coffee at the same time.
Especially the lemon water for some reason.
The citrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't there some, I feel like this is some weird, like an Italian espresso thing where they will sometimes like, you'll like wipe in a rind. You could tell us you worked at Stumptown. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, there was no
this.
Rind wiping at Stumptown when I was there.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, I think sometimes there is lemon and coffee.
You're thinking
of
cocktails.
They seem so removed from each other.
I don't know if they do that with, I mean.
I don't think that's ever happened, Josh.
Yeah.
Ever.
Right, ever.
Some crafty coffee. Italian scientist out there wants to tell me I'm wrong.
Okay, so what's your coffee routine then? If you're
French
if you're
press,
like getting to that coffee.
French press.
Yeah. How long have you had that
Every
French
day,
press?
Every day. I've broken so many, and I broke so many when I worked at Stumptown, too, so. I probably break one a year or so.
Hutch has the biggest biceps I've ever seen in
forearms.
They're
huge, I know. They can barely fit in this room.
Yeah, he gently tries to wash them, crushing them in his hands.
Can't do anything gently.
Yeah, how are they breaking?
Dropping them while washing.
Okay.
Every time. How many? When you replace it, do you just replace the beaker or do you replace the whole apparatus?
No, you just have to get a whole new one. I mean, they're like $20, so it's not.
I mean, because I also have this problem and for a while I refused to use our French press because I broke like two in a month or something like that. It was just too real.
And like the glass is breaking or what's breaking?
The glass beaker inside, the inside part. Yeah. And at least the one we had, you could get a replacement thing for it, but I think it was like basically the same price.
It's like one of those things where sometimes, it's cheaper just to get the thing where the beaker's just attached to the base.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. It's interesting.
And then you got a handle while you're watching it. And that's important too. You don't feel obligated to go in there and scrub a dub.
No, it's quicker. Yeah.
Inside of it.
So what kind of coffee? I mean, you are a Portland guy. Do you have a routine with your coffee? What coffee are you purchasing?
I go back and forth between getting expensive coffee like Stumptown.
Yeah.
Or just getting Trader Joe's because it's super cheap.
Are we ready for this, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Which Trader Joe's blend do you normally get?
I think it's just called the Breakfast Blend. Ah!
Praise the Breakfast Blend! Oh. I mean, if there's...
Is that yours? Do you love it?
Oh, it's like the house. It, yeah. That is the house right. blend around here.
Yeah, it's
everybody's. It's interesting.
I mean, it's so cheap, too.
And it's the only like lighter medium roast that they have there, I think. That's how we got on that tip at
Well,
home.
And the thing is, people think a darker roast is more caffeine, but it usually is not.
Right.
And sometimes it's less. So,
there,
yeah.
There has to be something to the labeling or something, because we've encountered so many people. You walk into that Trader Joe's, there's a lot of coffee options, right?
Well, there is. Too many.
Yeah, there are.
And too many for just it that Trader Joe's brand.
I'm going to say 80% of people that drink Trader Joe's coffee that have been on the show, we've done 97 episodes, Breakfast Blend is the one.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And I would say like 70% of all those people drink Trader Joe's coffee of some kind. So it's not, we're talking about the biggest possible sample size we could probably get.
Jesus.
So that's significant.
Yeah, this is, I didn't realize so many people were drinking it.
So
yeah.
You grind in your own beans. What kind of grinder do you have?
Ooh, I couldn't tell you the brand.
But is it motorized or is it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. And then what happens next?
Then when the coffee is prepared.
Do you have a go-to mug? You put in a travel mug and hit in the road? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll drink like one cup at home. You know, I'm like really like uptight about the timing of the French press too, because that's when, you know, working at Stumptown, you would pull shots for espresso, but all the pot coffee that you served was all French press.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Do they have a giant one?
No, just two basic ones. And when I started there in 2001, and they didn't even have a hot water machine. So you just had two tea kettles that you were just refilling over and over again. Ridiculous. You had one person on shift who would just French press coffee for the entire shift.
That's incredible.
Which is crazy, yeah.
That must have gotten pretty tedious just if you were on that job.
That's
or maybe
a person
not. Or maybe it'd be kind of meditative.
The fucked up thing is you were called the chimp. This is like,
get back on the press, chimp.
They called it chimping. Seriously, you were called the French press chimp. You were just because it's so mindless. You were just only making
French press over and over.
French press coffee.
And did it just never stop too? It was
because
you knew after this one you had to make another one.
Running out, yeah. And then eventually, you know, a couple years later when they could afford it, they bought, you know, like a, you know, hot water heater. So there was just always hot water ready to go.
Yeah, like a thing that's in every like church basement and government building. And
yeah. Yeah. Denny's. But you would time it. You'd be very strict with the timing. You boil the water and then time it for 30 seconds so it gets 30 seconds under boiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour it and then you time it for a minute. And when it's sat there for a minute, then you stir the French press. Then you let it go for 3 more minutes. Then you plunge it. Then you pour it.
Yeah.
And I'm still like that. Like,
yeah.
I've been meaning to stop back into Stumptown, because the thing with Stumptown is they'd be super uptight about these methods, but then every 6 months or so they would change. They'd be like, oh, no, throw that out. Now this is the new, like, super correct way to do it. And so, I mean, I'm like uptight about my method, but it's been like 11 years method? Since I worked there.
Well, they definitely
know.
Have like an AeroPress recipe, because they have that on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. Yeah, there's a lot of innovations that have taken place.
Okay, so you're having a cup at the house. How are you dressing it up? We forgot to ask that.
Oh, I put coconut milk.
Okay, just a little coconut
milk.
Yeah,
a little coconut milk. No sugar, ever.
Right. Yeah. And we're talking straight coconut milk, not like the coconut creamer or something.
It's Trader
like that.
Joe's coconut milk. Again, I think everything in my house, in the cupboards, from Trader Joe's. Yeah, it's just the basic, like the box, the green box.
Okay.
Coconut milk. Yeah, just straight up milk. And then I will... Yeah, and then I'll put the rest in a mug, in like a
Mavericks mug.
Oh no, like a, you know, like a steel, a metal
thermos.
Yeah,
a thermos.
Thermos.
An Aladdin thermos or something.
I don't know, a thermos. Brand.
I just
thermos.
Realized why the Aladdin company is called the Aladdin company.
Why?
Because it's like they make all these vessels to keep your
bottle,
like
right?
Yeah, your little genie in the bottle in.
That's so dumb, because they also made lunchboxes.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong then.
I'm just saying it's dumb. I don't think you're wrong, because I guess that's also a container. And what's more magical than a real fun lunchbox?
Mm. Okay, so you're leaving the house, possibly taking something in a thermos, right?
Definitely taking something.
Take us through the rest of your day. What's happening?
I go to the gym. I'll usually
with
go to the
coffee.
Gym right then. Yeah.
Okay.
Drink the coffee.
At the gym?
No. Drink. I got a thermos of water, too, for the gym. But try to drink all that coffee before going into the gym. Drink a little bit after.
Does that get you jazzed?
What's that?
Does it get you jazzed and ready for your
it
workout?
It gets me jazzed.
Yeah.
Where do you think these biceps come
yeah,
from?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. What kind of, you said thermos for water. Do you mean a water bottle or do you have a thermos for your water?
Yeah, like a water bottle, but it's metal too. It's not plastic.
Is it what is it, a clean canteen or a hydro flask or what do you got over there?
Yeti.
I don't know. Again, it's from
a
Target.
Freebie?
So.
Okay,
it's Target. Okay.
But I heard it's better to drink out of metal and not drink out of plastic, so.
I think it tastes better, personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is
okay, so you work out, you're hydrating while you work out, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Throughout
water
the workout.
Constantly, yeah.
And then after the workout, what happens?
Go to lunch.
Okay.
Mm.
Treat yourself. It's good.
What time is it? What time is it? I'm
so
curious.
By then it's probably like 11.
Early lunch.
I like that. That's like a school lunch.
Okay.
That's like a school lunch.
Yeah.
Is that a school? They do lunch early?
I think so.
Oh, right. They get out at 3. You got to eat lunch earlier, right?
Otherwise, you're basically just blazing through the afternoon in the cafeteria. I think you start, because you start school like 7 a.m., I feel like first lunch would be like 10:20 something in the morning.
Sure.
Which sounds fucking great to me.
Yeah, maybe.
So I like that you're living the life you want to live, which is important.
Absolutely.
So what are you having at lunch?
Let's see, sandwich sometimes. There's a Hawaiian place in Portland I like to go after the gym. There's this place called 808. It's good.
Did you get a bunch of buff Hawaiians flexing and
absolutely
eating?
Not. No, it's just more white people. Any ethnic food you get in Portland is still like made and served to you by white people.
What beverage are you getting at lunch?
Water.
Even if you go to the Hawaiian joint and they got those tasty what are
juices,
they
got some passion fruit lily koi, as they would call it.
Okay, so just water. Are you filling up your thermos, or are you drinking out of the glasses at the restaurant?
Just drinking out of the cup at the restaurant.
Okay.
You don't want to fill your thermos up at a. No. Establishment, I think.
Yeah, where is the both thermoses at this point? We have a satchel.
They're in the car. No, they're in the car.
Oh, I thought I envisioned Hutch was on foot this whole time. I don't
no,
know why.
No, we're driving.
I saw you on foot.
No.
The whole
it rains time. Too much.
That's true. Okay. That makes sense. Are they both in their own cup holder? Are they like one of them?
There are two
somewhere?
Cup holders side by side.
Right. Are they
water and coffee?
Now I have to ask you a car question.
Are they the same thermos though? Do you ever?
No,
get
no.
Confused?
The water. Oh no, never. The water is smaller.
Mm.
The water thermos.
Mm. Oh, that
sounds
a lot about your priorities.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it was more just it kind of just happened that way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, coffee should be a priority.
You're right. And you already chugged some water before you even got into that coffee to begin with. So,
Judge, I'm sorry I stepped on your car question.
I want to know. So are you using up, is that 100% of 100% of your cup holders are then occupied?
They are, yeah.
Do you ever have to pick up a pal and they have their water bottles with them?
Well,
and you're
I don't know.
Put it between your feet?
In the glove box, do you keep any of those things that you can put in the window? Do you remember those? Like a cup holder that you could roll into the window?
Our van has one of those. It has like a little clip that you can,
Yeah.
No, I would appreciate any like friends getting in the car to finish their beverages.
You have a no beverages in the car
previous,
rule.
Yes, no friend beverages.
Right. You have and you have like maybe something on the visor that says "Do as I say, not as I do." In there, fun advice.
There's lots of fun signs.
Yeah. Lots of dadly advice for.
Yeah.
When you order your water at the restaurant, do you ask for lemon ever? Does that ever cross your mind?
I don't.
Yeah.
What like when someone asks for like hot water with lemon like at a diner, I feel like that's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't. I read that it's lemon with water is just best in the morning to help kind of clean you out. I don't think you need to do it all day.
Yeah.
I did have water with lemon at lunch today, though. I did.
It just happened.
Went to Porto in Glendale.
Porto's bakery.
Yeah.
Mm, delicious.
They just offered it to you, or was it there as a...
They gave me a water cup. It was the same size as these little guys here.
It's a little, yeah. That must have been a comforting thing that happened once you got here, to see the same water vessel.
Yeah. We just steal these from Porto's.
There was some... small amount of comfort to that.
But where was the lemon they gave you? They said, here's a little plastic cup and here's a lemon slice.
Winked at you and
twice.
So that's a blink.
There was there was a small plastic dish of lemons next to their soda fountain.
And you felt comfortable with those?
Well, I had brought it with me. That's why I was sitting there.
Okay. It wasn't like someone had bent down to tie their shoes and just left the lemons on the counter and you swooped.
You have no way to know. There's no way to have. We'd have to go back and
I think of anything like that, though, lemons are pretty safe because the acid, I feel like, it's kind of like there's self-cleaning food, I feel like, sort of.
Well, yeah. Well, you feel like it's cleaning you out when you drink it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
It kind of is refreshes. Supposed to be getting rid of toxins.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So after lunch, what's happening?
That's a good question. Maybe some writing. Yeah. Maybe the band
with the beverages.
With beverages in general.
No, I'm kidding a little bit. The context is good.
So, then just more water. Most of the day is only coffee and water.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe soda at some point. Maybe a Sprite.
Interesting.
A Sprite. Oh. I'll try not to drink soda.
What kind of a day is a Sprite day? And what a can of Sprite or a bottle of Sprite? And where are you getting it?
Let's say it's a Sprite day.
It's a bottle.
It is. A bottle. A 20-ouncer.
I'll go to Plaid Pantry in Portland. Yeah, 20-ouncer. Maybe 7-Up. If I have a hangover, I'll definitely drink 7-Up or Sprite at some point.
That was going to be a question of mine as well. I wondered if you had a go-to hangover beverage.
Yeah, or if I'm like at home in the evening, if I'm going through like a long spell of not drinking at all, like the longer, because I don't drink a lot, maybe like a couple nights a week, but like if I'm going for weeks without drinking at all, the longer I go, the more I'll want sugar and the more I'll want to drink like a Sprite.
Yeah.
Sometimes a Coke.
Yeah.
But for me, like I don't drink caffeine past like usually like 5 at the latest, and then often like not after like 1 or 2 because it will keep me up like really late.
Yes. Now, what if it's even if you got a show, will you still do all rules go out the window if there's a show that
No, night? Because it doesn't need, you know, there's been a couple times when we've had coffee backstage and I drank coffee right before we went out and it was always really good, but I kind of forget to do that. Mm. Usually it's not necessary for me though, and I don't almost never drink alcohol before we play. I usually just drink water, and any energy I need for the show, I have it like as soon as I get up there. It's not something I need. There's nothing I need to do before we play to get it.
That's good to know. Even if it's several days on the road, I don't know why I'm trying to like back you into this drinking coffee before you go on stage. And
no, so, I do like it. It's a thing where like when I do it, I'm like, oh, I should do this. I should do this more often.
Right.
I feel great.
Yeah. But then I just forget to. And it's probably, it's not totally necessary. It does feel pretty good though.
And it feels like you probably get diminishing returns on that, especially like a night after night scenario.
I mean, just the same with alcohol, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. What's your go-to?
Not for Josh.
What's your dinner? So, all right, let's say we skipped. I feel like
we did skip. Okay, so dinner happens. Right. What happened at dinner? Water.
Water. Sometimes a drink.
Right.
Sometimes it's right. A drink. Right.
Or what kind of
something
drink?
Really salty? Bloody Mary.
Or
martini. Dirty vodka martini.
Okay.
Almost always just one of those.
Okay.
Love it. I like a Bloody Mary as a dinner time drink. It kind of gets short shrift as a evening beverage. But
I wonder
why.
Why is that? Historically, I wonder when they first came out, were they evening or morning beverages? Because now we associate them with brunch and whatnot. But I wonder if that's how it originally kicked off.
Tomato in like 40s, 50s, and 60s, like tomato juice was such a popular breakfast drink.
Okay,
the way it is like still in Europe, and it's not.
Yeah.
I do think it was. I mean, like it was here. you know, like you pick up like an old Life magazine, and there are a lot of times in ads people are drinking tomato juice.
It's exclusively, there's issues exclusively about tomato juice.
The same way, you know, people, whatever. Just like when you go, I feel like when we tour Europe, anytime there's a, you know, there's breakfast at the hotel, there's like a juice machine, and it's always apple, orange, tomato. Mm-hmm. And I just never see, I feel like you don't see that over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unless you're on an airplane.
Yeah, okay, so there was a thing, I forget, there was like, this was like a German scientist. This was,
yeah, most things are.
Do you remember? Yeah, right? They said that when you're at the at that altitude, there's, you crave,
yeah,
tomato juice for some whatever
Josh
reason.
Josh knows all about this, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I probably also read the same half-baked article as you did. That it was something about that you're, I can't remember if it's the altitude or some combination of that plus like the pressurized cabin, et cetera, that makes you, your taste buds kind of like turn off to sweet. And it's, so it's like that savory thing that is real. And I think maybe even the acidic thing with tomato juice becomes like the perfect
beverage
at 30,000 feet.
I also just read that tomatoes have a lot of MSG, like naturally occurring.
Oh, interesting.
More than any other, whatever, vegetable or fruit.
Interesting.
Is it fruit? I think it's a fruit.
Yeah, sure.
It's a different podcast. We'll never know.
Cocktail. Soda.
For me, like, especially if we're on tour and we're like late to getting dinner and I'm just like starving and it's a place you can get a drink, I would get a Bloody Mary because it's closer to food.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll come with like a little food, like celery, olives.
Yeah.
Maybe a cocktail onion.
Yeah.
It could come with literally anything.
I mean, yeah, it could come with bacon or like asparagus or. Yeah, all kinds of
people have
good
sent
stuff.
Us photos of them with like sliders on top.
Yeah.
How often do you guys eat the celery in your Bloody Mary?
Always. Well,
yeah, always. Maybe not the whole thing, but yeah. A lot of times I'll go right for it. Yeah. There's a place called the Delta in Portland, which is near my house, and they do the whole like celery, spicy bean, cocktail onion, pepperoncini, olive. So it's like a good it's a good amount.
It's a little amuse-bouche. You get right in there and snack away.
Let's say on a night of the show, you're having water, probably water on stage. After show, what's happening?
Do you drink on stage ever? You ever drink booze on stage?
I have, and I almost never do now. Mm-hmm. I got to a point where I didn't want to have to need it like every time we played. I didn't want to have to need a couple drinks. If I don't drink like before or during the show, like sometimes I'll have a couple beers. If I don't, I'm not going to drink after because I'll just be like too dehydrated. So I'll probably just drink water after.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a soda again at the hotel.
Yeah, that's a little wine
if there's
down.
Something, yeah. Plus, if everyone else is drinking and you want to drink something besides water,
and is that soda's Sprite good. Still?
That's a Sprite, yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
in the little hotel plastic, go get some ice.
Nice.
Hotel ice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like there's a hotel whose ice machine stands out to you? A chain? And you're like psyched when you see
like
La Quinta on the horizon?
It's the same one at any hotel. I feel like they're all the same one.
Man, Somebody's got a lockdown on
that.
I
used to really like to think about this, like secret fortunes. You know, like things you don't think about that like definitely made somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Millions upon millions, like whoever owned like Hudson newsstands, like the airport newsstand, like that's still the thing. You'll sometimes see, but yeah, like the ice machine fortune is like an untold, presumably American.
Because you get a lock on it, and then
game over.
Servicing.
No, it's like the urinal game. There's like three people in town, and they're making fortunes.
It's true.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, well, I feel like that's your beverage profile, I think.
I have one other Bloody Mary question for you, and then you feel free to cap this off in whatever way you
see fit. It's funny. I always thought of World Dryer. Anytime you're at a rest stop,
oh yeah,
it's always World Dryer, yes. Berkeley, Illinois. I couldn't like help but notice like every time, and I would think the same thing, like whoever, like World Dryer, they cleaned up.
Yeah. They did, but here's the thing.
Oh, God.
I feel like we're really getting off topic here, so apologies, but the accelerator hand dryer. This is like that's the one that's like a jet engine.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Make like a fart sound with your hands if you're going like this underneath it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is from
my hometown of East Longmeadow, Massachusetts.
Okay, we gotta move on. This is way off topic.
It's not like the Dyson, the blade,
Dyson
trim, right?
The Dyson,
I don't like the blade. We gotta move on from this.
Okay, that's definitely a different really podcast. Okay.
But listen, all right, we can leave them hanging. We'll wait till we come back. Totally, hand dryers.
Yeah.
Or totally fortunes.
Ooh, totally fortunes.
That's what we talk about, different people's fortunes.
Okay.
Do you have anything else you want to add to your beverage profile? It's pretty solid.
No, that's pretty complete. Yeah, because there's not. It's simple.
Yeah,
it sounded great to me. I have a question about you're pretty close. Thermals have a song called Canada. You're pretty close to Canada. I mean, you're a short drive. Now we have a lot of Canadian listeners. Do you have? And you like Bloody Marys? You ever come across a?
Do you have
a Caesar? It's basically a Canadian Bloody Mary?
No. What's the difference? It's just like friendlier.
Juice.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, you know what I do like is a Michelada.
Yeah.
Either like in the can, like the Budweiser version, or, you know, it's tomato juice and, Modelo does a really good one too now. But then there's this place called Porque No in Portland that sells one, but there's no tomato juice. It's just like a beer with like a little hot sauce. Salted rim and then like peppers or like spices. It's really good. It's really good.
That sounds great. Very good.
What is theirs called? The Canadian?
A Caesar.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is it a bloody Caesar or is it just Caesar?
Is it with Clamato or is it the one that has like the beef juice?
It is Clamato, but I know that is something else.
Fuck.
What, like the bouillon? Do they do that?
No, like it's like a beef stock. Tomato juice.
Yeah, that sounds good. I would try
beef
that.
Beef Amato. Yeah. Really I think it's good. Called Beef Amato or something like that.
I think you're right.
Which is such is a good really? Name oh for like God. A, when you're a bodybuilder friend's beef. He's like Tony Amato.
Amato. Here he comes.
His last name is Amato. That's great.
It's good. It's very good.
Man. Is there any, when you're touring around, is there any like regional beverage you're excited to, tap into or like something that you look forward to or particularly hate on the road?
Do you guys keep water in the van, like a jug of it, or are you guys
we
getting
do
water
we always
bottles?
Get like a flat of like small water bottles? Yeah. I feel like we drink a lot of sparkling water on
so tour. You like Dandy's question better. I get it.
Sorry, I keep stepping on your questions
so far. Got it. Yeah, we haven't gotten into LaCroix at all. I'm trying to think what we could probably Trader Joe's again. The Trader Joe's sparkling water is cheap.
The bottles, the plastic.
Yeah, the bigger ones. Yeah.
That's good. And will you guys all just rip out of the same ones? Do you care? Is it the kind of thing that you.
We care. Oh, I'm not drinking the same.
No.
Yeah, no.
Do you mean stash or bottle?
The same specific bottle.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's what I think.
Right.
It's like, because they're like, it's a big bottle.
Unless if I'm sleeping with someone, I will share her bottle.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't want anyone's.
Yeah.
There's enough germs floating around in the van.
Oh, that's very true. I can't imagine.
Yeah, no, I can't think of any like regional. I was trying to think of maybe like a different country because I feel like I can't think of any like regional beverages.
Yeah.
That one place wouldn't have. Like, can you think? Is there anything like that's specific to LA that you might not get?
Oh, like if I'm coming back. You're coming back into town and you're saying, like, what's the first thing?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
No.
I mean, it's hard enough for me to think of foods. I can think of, like, boiled peanuts. Like, go to Georgia or Florida, get some boiled peanuts.
Okay.
St. Louis ooey gooey butter cake.
Oh, wait. What is that?
That's a thing.
Is that a drink?
No, it's a,
oh, okay.
It's a cake.
Is it, like, brittle? Oh, okay.
Sorry.
What's the we've had people send us regional butter. Like, we're even going to drink, I would say, at least two today,
okay.
I think, that are like not widely available here, or like certain, I don't know, certain beers or like a coffee thing you're excited to see. Do you French press your coffee on the road?
No, you know what? We actually really like the hotel coffee. Weston and I, we're always sharing a room, and we call it Chite. It's, you know, no matter what, there's all kinds of different, it's always it's like a large tea bag type style bag of coffee, and it's the worst. I will make it every single morning. And if it's like, you know, we just don't have, if we're in a town for two or three nights, we don't want the maid coming in there. It's just like, we just kind of leave it a wreck. But I will go out in the morning to make sure that we get some more shitty hotel coffee.
Nice.
They should just stock the room. Like, why are there not several?
I know. Come on.
Because like, you monsters would take too much of it.
Yeah, we might. Yeah.
You know?
Load up a suitcase.
Exactly. These guys bring it on home. Tour.
There was like an extra bag with them every time. No,
can't do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into this week's shootout, I think.
All right.
I'm pretty excited about this shootout.
Yeah, this looks good.
Me too. So what we have, I think you're also going to need to further confuse my senses.
Okay, show me how they are.
They're like this.
So like one, two, three. Okay. Okay.
Now, this is a weird one. We've had, so we're doing, I guess what you'd call red cream sodas. Because why not?
Cool.
This is Big Red, we thought was the only name in the game. We'd done... Big Red has come up. I don't know. This might be the third time it's technically made an appearance on the show, but this is the only time. What was that? Oh, I see what you're doing. Sorry, I just got really nervous and distracted. This is the only time we've found competitors, and so yeah, it just seems like it's a crazy mixed up world out there. One of these we've been holding on to for a while. I do actually need to look up the name of the listener who sent us Barks Red Cream Soda.
And I think we should say that this shootout is inspired that for our love of Big Red do this show. We are fans of Big Red. Have you ever had Big Red, Hutch?
Is it like the gum?
It's kind of... No, it's not. It doesn't taste like the gum at all.
Okay.
Which
is weird, though, because the label looks kind of similar, right? It's like a maroon.
Maybe, that's true.
Yeah, like, that is interesting.
Yeah, no, I haven't had... I haven't had any of these. I've had Barks...
Regular cream soda or root beer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and this one for sure is... I had never seen it. And
yeah,
I wanted
I've
to
never
get
seen
a listener,
any of these.
I want to say his name was Luke. God damn it. Good. I apologize. I couldn't find the note that you had sent when you sent these. We've had them storing in a cool, dry place... for months now, but it is it's Barks. Does it, you seeing caffeine on the label, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, not seeing caffeine on there.
Interesting. As Barks
has bite,
root beer with bite. Yeah. And the other one is Kutztown Red Cream Soda since 1851.
I picked that one up at Dino's.
Still hanging out down at Dino's. That's a Thin Lizzy.
Kutztown. I got big high hopes for Kutztown.
This specifically says contains no caffeine and then says very low sodium in the ingredients. It says contains and then the last words are contains no caffeine. You could have made that a way longer, more fun list.
Sure. So we got Big Red, yeah. Kutztown. And Barks.
And of course, yeah, Barks. Yeah, right. That's it.
Let's get into these.
Red 40 is the big dye.
Yeah. Do you remember when all those rumors, I feel like I was in middle school, yellow number five, shrank your balls?
I'm from San Jose, and there was a punk band called Red Number Nine that was, I think, a band. I think Red Number Nine had been banned.
That was the one. Because I was going to say, I feel like there was one that was same thing. The dye that was in Mountain Dew would, shrink your balls or something. And then Red Number Nine, maybe that was the...
Engorged your balls.
Gave elephantitis.
So you have to have a perfect orange diet of those mixed beverages.
So let's do this. This is all one, right? That's how I did it. Okay. So we'll take one of these.
Let's just go ahead and grab that one.
And like, start it on your left because the next one you'll put in the middle and then the third one you'll put to the right. So they should be left to right in front of you. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Should we just grab all of them now?
Just
sure.
So this will be the second one.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
That'll be in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You got that, and that'll be there. Great. We did it, I think.
They all look identical.
Yeah, these really do. Maybe the middle one is a bit of an outlier. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell in the lighting of the studio if one is darker.
I feel like the middle one is a little lighter.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Just slightly. Let's take a sniff of the first one.
Okie dokie.
Oh, just smells delicious.
That smells like cough syrup, right?
I mean, it just smells like bubble
gum.
It's
so sweet, though.
Yeah.
There's a smoothness to it.
Are we guessing already?
No. We'll guess at the end.
Okay.
Because who fucking
knows? I'd be impressed if you had a guess, though, since you've had none of these.
I think this is the cream soda, personally.
Well, they're all the cream soda.
They're all cream soda.
Oh, sorry. All right, right, right. Even the Big Red's cream soda?
Apparently. Okay.
All right.
Delicious.
I don't have any idea of any. That's pretty good.
That is. This is like the best trip to the dentist ever. Doesn't it taste like a
fluoride
paste or something?
Yeah, but smooth. Not with the aftershock of that stuff.
Mm.
Very sugary, though.
Don't let the listeners start talking about fluoride in the water supply.
It does. Remember the things you would you get? You would chew on this little tablet and it would show you where you needed to brush.
I never did those. I've seen that, but I never did those.
It was like in first grade or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, but it was rad, and of course it was like...
Don't kill that all the way, Hutch, because you're going to want to circle back.
Okay.
That's really good. I mean, it tastes like... I guess it tastes like a red cream soda. It definitely is like cream soda. What is the difference between a regular cream soda and this?
I don't know. It would have been kind of nice. I would love to do these blindfolded sometime and see if I could taste the redness.
Like do a Barks red cream and a Barks cream. That would be like a good...
That's perfect. Test.
Okay. Let's go to number two.
Number two. All right.
Kind of similar.
It smells a little dusty, musty, does it?
A little dusty?
Or is that just the cup?
Now I think that's the Barks. Just going to guess Barks for all time.
I'm going to say this doesn't have as strong of a smell.
Because I told you it was sitting in a box in my house for 6
months. I like that better. That tastes good. That tastes less like candy.
And there's maybe a little more bubbles or something. It's a little more activity in my mouth.
It is, and it's smoother overall. Yeah, like a little more mild. Creamy. Creamier. It tastes more vanilla.
It's creamy.
Yeah, this one's definitely more like cream soda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go to the third. I mean, this feels very fast, but...
I'm not
we can
opposed.
Circle back.
All right.
Oh, my God.
This is a different beast.
This is.
Whoa. Now, this one to me has more of a cough syrup smell or like a Jolly Rancher smell.
I mean, that's, you would think that's the big red. I mean, that is like.
It's hefty red, certainly.
A little trashy, yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going to be devastated if this is the big red.
It's your least favorite?
Whoa.
Wow.
It's rough.
It tastes so much like Trident bubblegum flavor.
Yeah.
I mean, that one just kind of tastes like a gas station.
Hockey puck?
Well, I mean, like the smell you get when you go in the little grocery store at the...
This is like whatever cleanser they're dumping.
Maybe that is it. Maybe that is it. Oh, like a...
Like
ooh, yeah, kind of
Fabuloso
like
or whatever, like the 99-cent store cleanser.
Like a... Urinal cake.
That's what I meant by the hockey puck.
Right. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
This is not bad. It grows on me, but the other two are definitely smoother people.
Yes. Now, when I mentioned that a couple of these are regional beverages, because I always associate Big Red ooh. With barbecue restaurants.
Okay.
In, like, Texas. And I feel like it's the first place I ever saw it. And I feel like that's the only place for it. It's some place where you're just like jamming the saltiest food of all time. And that this would seem like a refreshing treat because it's just balancing out, you know, it's big balling out your testicles.
This last one's growing on me, but I don't know if I'm just telling myself that because I think it's Big Red. Okay. All right. Let's do favorites. Hutch, rate these from top to bottom for you.
I like the middle.
Yep.
I like number two, then number one, then number three.
I feel like that's going to be a common story in this situation. Josh, what do you think?
Absolutely.
Wait, what's the background on Kutz? Is Kutz supposed to be the kind of like artisan-y type? Is it supposed to be fancy or?
What town is that hailing from?
Where's Kutztown?
Like it's probably fancier than the Barks, right?
Sure.
It's from Kutztown, PA.
Man, I feel like PA's got a lot of ducks in the beverage game.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I mean.
Is that because of the Amish for some reason?
Well, they're just big. I mean, Hershey's is from there. I'm trying to think. What other big. I feel like they're just really into food and drink just in general.
It's like cheese steaks. I feel like a surprisingly big state, you know?
Yeah, it's very big. Yeah.
Just okay.
Jazzed up.
I'm guessing that's the Kutz, this number two.
Josh, what are your favorites?
Same exact thing.
Mine
two,
too.
One, me too.
Yeah.
I have a feeling we might all guess the same of what these are. Okay, so Hutch, you go first.
I do think Kutz is number two, okay. Barks is number one, and Big Red is number three.
That's the story I'm sticking to.
I am too.
We don't want anybody. We don't want. No one's gonna.
I mean, it just, I mean, the first, that's why I was asking if cuts, the just number two seems like the most like refined kind of, if there's a fancy one, it's number two.
Are you sure that's not the money in R&D that Barks would
I know,
have,
that's
though?
Why at first I was guessing Barks for number two, so it's, yeah, it's hard to say. But
the one thing that makes me think the Barks could be it is because they're brand, it's branded one, yeah. Red Cream Soda, right. Where I'm like, oh, it really, this one tastes creamy. The most like cream soda. Right.
Oh, what that's is interesting.
The, but the Crunch one says cream soda on it too.
I don't see. I'm going back to number one. I don't see it being cut. It feels too. Just tastes a little corporate.
Which one?
I think that's
number
it.
One.
Number like two a, has like a an almost like a gingeriness or something else going on, and it also has almost no smell. Where the other two hits you hard in the face.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
And I feel like that's definitely what you're doing if you're in the plastic soda bottle game.
All right, let's do this, Josh.
Okay. First one, everyone has one dot underneath their cup?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, what did we think about Hutch? What did you think it was?
We think number one is Barks.
Barks.
That's correct. There's one dot on the box. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Well, it seems natural.
Number two?
Number two has got two dots.
Okay, look at that.
All right. So we thought two is Kutztown. Oh, we got two.
Hey, it's a clean sweep. All right. Fan, so, well done.
Geez, big right. Red.
Well, not surprised.
God, is anyone getting like a little bit of a sugar headache? I'm feeling a little weird already.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. No, this doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't make me feel great.
Well, let's do a couple voicemails, gentlemen. Okay. Let me pull those up.
Oh, I have a I have a topic as well.
Okay, here we go. Well, do you want to do your topic real quick?
Yeah, okay. We had a couple listeners who tweeted us. Bevhead Wesley, we'll give you credit for this one.
Sure.
You sent us an article about Hillary Clinton having trouble staying hydrated on the campaign trail, and that apparently her staff is like, we can't I'll give you the quote. She won't drink water, and you try telling Hillary Clinton to drink more water. I want to know from the two of you if you have advice for the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States.
For her team members? Like team members, to get her to drink water?
What will you do to subtly tell the former Secretary of State that she needs to be more hydrated?
What is she drinking instead? Coffee, probably, or tea, maybe?
I'd try to get her hooked on that LaCroix game.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay. So you're saying a full on distraction. You're just trying to swap it out for something
else.
Get
her hooked on those LaCroix. That's my advice.
I like that.
Maybe some money from Big Water.
Maybe she's a dope water bottle. Yeah, yeah.
Nestle,
exactly.
Like a nice little Nestle.
Get Aquafina in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What like she Coke? Has to be seen always clutching.
Right.
Yeah.
And drinking. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. You just go through the donor list and you find all of the beverage companies be like, but
get the money in there.
And they all probably bottle water of some kind. And so you just keep saying, like, please, you got to be. If you could just be drinking this.
Yeah, you could even do it, like, town by town. It's like, hey, we're in Atlanta today. You really need to be drinking the Dasani or whatever.
Did you see Trump drinking that water? He's drinking that water.
Just chugged the shit out and threw it.
I missed that.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he did. Out of minority.
Yep. Called him terrible name.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I like that. I think you could also potentially skew the regional game, like if it was like, all right, we're in Wisconsin, so go LaCroix.
Yeah, go exactly.
Poland Springs, and you're in New England. Something
just
like
make
that.
Sure it's a hydrating beverage at all times. Maybe you're in Florida. She can have Gatorade.
Oh.
You know?
All right.
I remember when the Spice Girls were big, or right after, when Posh Spice was really famous.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that she does not drink water. She only drank Diet Coke.
Wow.
And maybe Hillary is just trying to be like posh.
That's very possible. That was when she was drinking. Very possible.
She's not drinking.
She was in the White House at the time.
Right. Posh was, right?
Yeah. She was the
president.
She was the president of the United States. Posh Spice. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton was just heavily influenced by Spice Girls.
Spice Girls. All right.
If there was one, it would probably be Posh, that she
I mean, yes, if you're going to follow one to the grave, it's Posh Spice.
All right, let's do a voicemail, gentlemen.
Scary Spice is who you see after you die.
Hey, this is Jill. And I just cruising up the road listening to your episode, Roro and JoJo,
and Andy's question about how much sparkling water is too much water. Okay, so I was dying, absolutely dying for you guys to ask the doctor in the last episode who said she drank sparkling water the questions about whether it's as hydrating as regular water and all that jazz. I was just like sending vibes to JoJo to ask her that on his list of doctor questions. But I asked my doctor this week about drinking sparkling water, and she says it's bad for your teeth and bones. So discuss. Is this true? Go fuck yourselves.
Jill, I just looked this up this week, like a few days ago. It is definitely bad for your teeth, most dentists would say. But most dentists would also say it's way better than drinking soda or coffee or anything like that. But there is like some, there's something like acidic about the bubbles in sparkling water or something. It's not good for the enamel on your teeth. Not being good for your bones. I've never heard that one. That freaks me out. I am going through this sparkling water lately. I might need to pull back.
I think your doctor's a quack. I think it's totally fine for you.
That's... No one's going to stop you.
No.
Well, I heard that it's a diuretic as well. So,
what would that mean?
That would be dehydrating if it would make you.
I don't think it dehydrates you at all.
No.
Yeah.
So it's perfectly hydrating. The issue is that it's bad for your bones and teeth. So maybe if you're a 70-year-old woman, like walking around all day, every day, and shaking hands, you don't want to do anything to encourage osteoporosis.
But yeah, how is it bad for your bones? I wonder. We need more. If we have any other doctors or listeners that are going to the doctor this week, Jill. If you are going to the doctor this week.
I'm going to the dentist tomorrow.
Ask your doctor. There you go.
I'll ask Dr. Cho.
Watch this space. Listen to this space next week.
Mm-hmm. And Jill, if you maybe want to have your doctor call in and just, I don't know, at least tell us where she got her degree from.
Okay.
Just tell us why. I would love to know. If someone would put their doctor on the phone, I'll send you $20.
There's got to be a doctor listening to this.
Maybe Dr. Alex. Maybe she's been listening on the job.
They drink a lot of Perrier in that house. I'll hit them up.
Perrier in.
Here we go.
Roro, JoJo, love the show. And also greetings to your guest, Go-Go. Anyway, when Imad Royal was on, he loves Palmer's. I can't say it either. And there was a barbecue place that is no more around here that made a special Arnold Palmer with sweet tea and Mountain Dew, and it was pretty spectacular. Also, I'd like to suggest a couple of ideas for contests in the future, a best decorated vessel and also a DIY vessel. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm Pat in Ashburn, Virginia. Go fuck yourselves. Bye-bye.
Go fuck yourself, Pat. That is the craziest. That's not an Arnold Palmer. What the hell is that? It's a,
there's a lot of sugar. Sweet tea and Mountain Dew? God. Maybe like regular tea. I mean, it doesn't. Oof.
What's the name of the golfer that has the hot head?
Arnold Palmer?
No, that has the big drive. That's like the longest drive of all time. He had a huge gambling debt.
John Daly?
John Daly. It should be called the John Daly. Mountain Dew and sweet tea. Jesus. And put some cocaine in there. Hey.
That sounds so gross.
It's worth trying.
But he liked it. He really liked it.
I will. I also like those contest ideas. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Best decorated. If A+, you'd probably win if you have like macaroni art on your vessel.
Yeah.
Or and what was the other one? DIY vessel? Yeah.
DIY vessel.
That could be anything. People just drink it out of their hands.
Oh, boy. Do we have time?
Hand-thrown mug.
Let's see. Do we have time for one more question? Let's do one more quick question here. Here we go, guys. Well, this looks like maybe a bigger one. Let's see.
Hey, it's Valerie in Austin. You guys asked for people to call in and say about ways people skirt liquor laws. And I've been to a lot of small venues, like theaters and stuff, where they'll have wine, and instead of having it for sale, they'll give it away and then ask for a donation. So technically they're not selling it. They don't need a liquor license. Everything in me wants to go up and ask for wine and give them no money, just because legally they're not allowed to demand I give them anything. But that feels like a monster thing to do, so I've never done it. Also, in your most recent episode, you guys talked about Arnold Palmer's. And I was at a restaurant the other day, and they had iced tea, lemonade, and Arnold Palmer on the menu. The iced tea was $2. The lemonade was $2, and the Arnold Palmer was $2.50. It seems like they should all be the same price. This is unbelievable to me, and no one else cared. Lastly, I feel like for such a long time, all we heard about was your guys' blender. But for some reason, smoothies have yet to show up on the show. So I want to throw out a request that smoothies finally show up. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow. That's
a lot to handle here.
I have to say I like charging 50 cents.
I do too.
To me, it
makes total sense, actually.
Yeah.
There's an extra step involved.
And it's got to be just the right mix. You're not just throwing the stuff in there. Yeah. I say you could just, you know, you can, next time you can short the theater person 50 cents and use it for that Arnold Palmer money.
I do. I hear what she's saying about the theater thing.
Absolutely not.
But you got to be kind of a dick to do that.
Well, I like that she didn't do it, but it's cool that she had that thought.
I mean, you could at least, like, if you suggested donation, like $5, you could give like $4 and feel like you're living on the edge, sort of.
Yeah, it's such a tough thing because there are, like, they could absolutely be shut down if somebody, like, asked. I think this actually came up because guest Joan Ford was being particularly obtuse in the way she was talking about these donations for like beers at improv shows, because they don't, it's not only, it must be a donation. They cannot, and it actually isn't even like a here's money for the booze. It's like, give us money. And by the way, there's also free booze here.
Yeah.
That even that, it's like, even if it was phrased in a different way or written incorrectly on the flyer, like, they could get absolutely fucked, like totally shut down. So the fact that they're willing to like risk this whole thing so that you'll buy like a $4 plastic cup of, you know, pedo of what's the $2 Chuck, you know, it's like, it's absolutely worth throwing it their way, I think.
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it. Like they're really laying it out on the line.
Intense risk, but they also owe it to you because the show is likely not great. I'm going to say that in general.
It's a good system. The system works. It does work.
Yeah. Now, Hutch, you have started doing a lot of stand-up in the last couple of years. And do you have first of all, is this a thing at Portland area comedy shows as well, the free beer situation for donations?
No, because most shows are taking place somewhere where it's just legal. They have a license, which is weird because it's not super hard. It's not easy to get a license in Portland. Stand up for me was one of those things where I was like music. I was like, I'm not going to drink before I get on stage. And I did one night and it went really well. I was like, this is bad. But yeah, most of the time, you know, I mean, stand up's like music when you're starting out. If you get paid at all, you're just getting paid in drinks.
Right. Do you have a go-to? What was the drink that you drank the first time?
For stand-up, I like doing like whiskey. Mm. Use just like whiskey on the rocks and then a beer.
Mm-hmm. You go up on stage with it and you kind of...
No, I don't want to take it on stage.
A little prop?
No, I need to drink it all. I would like to before I get up there. You know what? Wonderful. My dad has this... You know, dads just like, they'll just get like these experiences stuck in their heads for their whole lives. And they'll just have to tell you. I feel like it's just such a dad thing. There's so many things my dad is telling me. And like just pointless small stories. A waitress, you know, when he was just out of college or something, he's somewhere, wouldn't sell him an Arnold Palmer. And they had iced tea and lemonade on the menu. And he just ordered one of each and asked her to bring an empty glass, and he made his own. Oh. But like, I've had to hear that story like 15 times over, you know, the course of my life.
Oh, it's such a thing. And it's so just missing that, like, when life hands you lemons kind of, you know, moral at the end of
it.
Yeah,
no, there's nothing. Sort of
like,
yeah, there's,
it's just
yeah.
like how he got to pull the fast one on this restaurant for refusing.
Yeah,
to
no, there's
give them
no,
the thing they could
no moral
make.
To the story. Yeah, it's pointless.
I can't wait for those.
I think we're at one of our favorite parts of the show. It's kind of towards the end of the show. Are you guys ready?
Guys, there is a thin veil of dirt between us in this cave and total daylight.
That's
when we're
very
at the
true.
End of Brian's question.
Okay.
Sorry. This, oh, we didn't even sing it.
Well, it's called
Brian's Question.
All right, so this week's question. Cage match. Margarita versus daiquiri. When does tequila top rum? Frozen or on the rocks?
Oh, my God.
For me, margarita over daiquiri, hands down.
I would say margarita, too. I feel like a daiquiri is so rare. Like, you have to be at a tiki bar or
Hawaiian restaurant.
You're in, yeah.
For lunch.
both of those drinks, anything frozen. One time in Hawaii, I almost, like, fell off a stool at a bar, just not even from being drunk, just from the brain freeze.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I feel like anytime I drink anything frozen, I'll drink it, always drink it too fast. Mm-hmm. And always, like, I almost, like, passed out, like, in that bar. But still, I'd go. But a daiquiri sounds really good right now. Daiquiris are able to get it, like, so creamy when it's, like, blended.
Yeah.
Right? What is it? Is there, like, a little cream
there's a little
in
something
there?
Something else in there.
Is there something dairy?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know if it's dairy.
Milk?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a coconut cream situation as part of the look. Okay. Like a pina colada. But I don't know, because a strawberry, you can get a strawberry daiquiri, and it still has that, like, the kind of milkiness to the whole thing.
When I think daiquiris, I think frozen too. You get a strawberry daiquiri on the rocks?
I don't think so. I feel like they're inherently. Have you ever had a?
No, I don't think so. But I feel like I've only had like three daiquiris my whole life, right? And right. I've had a lot of margaritas.
We should go get some daiquiris.
We could start a daiquiri club.
Yeah.
What about for you, Josh? Margarita versus
margarita
daiquiri.
Every time, but I so agree with Hutch. Like, a daiquiri does sound like very pleasant right now. I'm never opposed to like a really sweet drink or anything.
To me, it's just like I see into the future. I see the hangover. I can't. I'm very fearful
of
those
foresight with anything.
Those sweet drinks.
And then what was the other question? Was there part of it?
It was tequila? Yeah. When does tequila top rum?
Most of the time,
I like tequila.
Me personally,
if I'm just gonna do a shot of something, I would always do tequila.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love a good tequila.
Yeah, rum feels like a. It's like vodka. It's like, it tastes like one thing. There's no, like, you could have maybe better or worse, but I don't really see the, like, the appeal. Where I think with tequila, it's a little bit of a, it's always a little dance of the devil no matter what, because it can be fucking gnarly, but it like, always has something going on.
Mm-hmm. I had, this is a real quick question for you guys the other night. I was at the bar, ordered $16 tequila. Paid with a credit card, and sure, they're like, keeping, you want to keep it open? And I was like, no, I'll just close it out. And he's like, 2-drink minimum. And I was like, motherfucker. Yes.
Awesome.
I just ordered a $16 tequila. Like, I almost want to be like, you know what? Just give me 2 Budweisers instead. And then throwing one of them at his face.
That would have been great.
You know what I mean? Like, it just
that would have been your dad's story forever.
That would have been.
So yeah. I ordered 2 Budweisers and threw one of them in his face.
But isn't that a little infuriating? Like, he should have just said we did a $20 minimum. But the 2-drink minimum is like, dude, I just like it's gonna be $17-18 before we're done with this transaction.
And that's the thing with the credit card minimums, all that shit. I've even just said before, like, charge me, like, because it's always something like that. It's like, okay, well, those drinks only come up to $17. It's a $20 minimum. And you're like, okay, well, just charge me $20 then, because I don't want anything else.
Oh, so that's great, because you can't have a response to that, really. Because if you have a response to that, then you're just being a total asshole.
And I feel like even sometimes when I've done that, then they just end up they just charge you for like the $17 or whatever it is. That like,
oh, it's like a nice way to get through it.
I guess I never even thought about it as like a move, but it was just like, you know, I'm not going to pay $8 for a drink I don't want, so just charge me $20.
Yeah.
I'll pay you. That's fine.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll go get cash or something. I don't know. It's always like a weird.
It's kind of a baller move too, because you're being like,
just don't care about it.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not coming back for another drink.
I'm just going to throw it away anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You're lucky this isn't all of your face right now.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I think that. $16
tequila, huh?
Yeah.
How was it? Was it worth it?
It was okay. It was pretty good.
Did you do it again?
Yeah. I like getting a nice tequila. Like, if I'm just getting one drink, I like getting a nice tequila.
You sip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sip it.
That sounds just good.
Getting that
no
neat.
Hangover or anything. Yeah. Get it neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
For it.
Gentlemen, do either of you have anything that you want to just add to make sure is out there in this world? Or I feel like we covered everything. Hutch, this has been a delight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I say Cutstown. Go with the Cutstown. I recommend the Cutstown.
All right. Hutch using that plug time.
Yeah.
Get Cutstown there. Do airtime.
Where's the best place for people to pick up the thermal records out in the world?
Listen on Spotify.
Yeah.
Are there records? I heard Amoeba's closing. Is that true?
Is that true?
I just heard that.
Are you serious?
It's true. And yeah. But it's not happening.
Or maybe they're moving.
Lease runs out. They will move, though.
Right. Okay.
They're moving. Okay.
So,
well, check out the thermals and...
go to your local record store.
Go to your local record store. Oh!
If there's a record store.
Go check out
iTunes.
New Ophelia K EP is out that I produced. Chaos Cave. Jojo, do you have anything you want to plug?
No. Not really.
Hutch, do you like people? Where do people find you on social media?
At the Thermals.
Okay.
Just any Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
All right, simple. Listeners, thanks for listening, and go thug yourself.